I'm not a miracle worker. You know, I am looking over my shoulder. I'm going to be very realistic. You know, I'm a professional manager looking over my shoulder, making sure that we win games of football to make sure we start getting up the league.
Thanks, Dave.
Okay.
Colin Haslam from Eastman Estate TV. John, how long's the contract for? How long's Dougie with us?
18 months. Sorry, John. Sorry, mate.
Taking over again.
No problem.
No, take over.
No problem.
Sorry, how long's for?
18 months.
18-month contract, isn't it?
I can confirm that one.
Okay. That's good to know.
Straight from the manager's mouth.
And can I ask you, going back to the chief executive again, was the chief executive involved in Dougie's appointment? Was he part of that process?
Any major decision at the club has to be the chairman's and the owner's. So, you know, occasionally, maybe he finds out after it's been made. I mean, it's like myself. I've been a personal advisor to Fawaz at certain times, and we've talked about the situation at the club, you know, regarding managers. But, you know, he makes the final decision. And if he makes the final decision and then, unfortunately, we know afterwards, that's the way it has to be. He's the one guy that makes the decision. So, you know, he owns the club. He's put a fantastic amount of money into the club. And we have to give him the respect that he doesn't ask someone else to make his decisions. He's strong enough to make the decisions himself.
Dougie, the fact that we're talking about some of this stuff, yes, and you're there,
yes,
being appointed,
yes,
how hard is it for you to keep all the stuff that swirls around a club away from yourself, away from the players?
Yeah, difficult to answer that question because you don't know me. But if you did know me, it's very easy. I'm a football manager. I love coaching, love working with players, love working the training ground. So for this press conference to be getting directed to John's all right with me, because I'm rather be at the pitch training the players right now. So I'm very comfortable, at very ease to have the great support to answer these questions that pretty much got nothing to do with me. I'm a professional manager, my coach, I want to go and play, get the team moving forward. Love to answer any other questions on that. These questions are hopefully getting answered by John.
When you left Bolton, you had critics, but you also, yes, had friends, some of whom have come out and have suggested. I've seen a couple of people say he knows what mistakes he made,
yes,
and he knows how not to make them again. Would you like to tell us what mistakes you think you made and how you're going to
I learnt a lot, put it that way. I learnt a lot. You know, when we went there, we had to move the team up very quickly. We just missed it in the playoffs and it became a different club. It was a club that we had to then, unfortunately, sell a few players and manage the situation better. So I have learnt. I've learned that side of it. I learned at Crystal Palace about building a team with no money. And so I learned the lower league players have their mentality. So I've maybe learned from players coming up the leagues and players coming down from the Premiership and how to handle different situations. So it's been a fantastic, you know, 4 or 5 years from a young coach's point of view, learning experience for me. You know, you're not always going to get it right. But as I say, you'll only get better in the job. And that's what I feel I've got.